And our third eulogy, Redskins. Gone. Bye, Redskins.
It's our word now, please.
No. If I had to guess, they're going to whatever they rename the team, and they said that will be announced soon. I think they're trying to tweak the logo. Logos aren't easy to make, and you're introducing a brand new mascot, brand new team name, brand new logo. This thing has to look good. You can't F up like the Rams and just put out a crap logo like they did. So I think marketing-wise, it'd be smart for the team to start with an R because they have that stylized R they use a lot of times for the Redskins.
Yeah.
They're going to keep the same color scheme. They're not going to change that. That would be dumb. But I could see them being the Renegades or I think Vegas has odds on different names. And Red Tails are the Red Hawks, look like the front runners for the new Washington franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's anything to do with anything Native American, I told you this was going to happen.
Right.
The New York Times, of course, came out today and said, well, now that the Washington Redskins are gone, who's next?
Yeah, I saw the ad.
And
yeah.
Chiefs are on that list. Because they use Native American imagery. They have headdresses and they have the war paint.
Chiefs aren't going anywhere.
We'll see.
Because it's not offensive.
We'll see.
It's not a slur. Redskins, they could say it's a slur. Even though the polls say that it.
Exactly.
Nobody's offended.
And it's offensive to white progressives generally.
I saw more than one poll on it or survey on it. Native Americans. 9 out of 10, not offended. And 1% of that other 10% had no opinion. They didn't care either way. And they also surveyed black people to see if they were offended for Native Americans on Redskins. Not at all.
Right.
Like they and it was a survey of all, I think they also did white and Hispanic, and overall, abundantly, almost everybody had no problem with Redskins, but the one that really matters are Native Americans in that regard. Mm-hmm. And 9 out of 10 were like, no, it's fine.
And that's what I mean. And this is and I knew this was going to happen going after the Chiefs next. I just knew it because it's not, these people are insatiable. You're not going to, if you bend the knee to them, they're going to want more and more and more.
And look, don't get Will wrong. He's talking about 20-year-old white girls.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. TikTok reporters who are now editors of the New York Times. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's crazy, man. We talked about this last week, and at some point, you gotta pump the brakes, because if not, you're gonna have to rename every single team in every single league. Like, you can't have. They're talking about the Texas Rangers. Need to change their name.
Texas Rangers need to go. This is an opinion from the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Because white supremacy?
I didn't know that.
Because the Texas Rangers are a white supremacist organization?
No, they're not.
That's what she's saying.
But they're not.
That's what she says. So we were told that once...
There's a bunch of black Texas Rangers.
It doesn't matter. You can be a black white supremacist now.
Oh.
That's how it works.
This is so confusing.
It's absurd. We live in an absurd time.
But we talked about this. Are people going to start listening to PETA, and now you're going to have to take away the Bears and the Falcons and the Lions?
I mean, maybe.
God.
I would not be surprised.
Cowboys got to go.
Sure.
I get a more racist vibe from Cowboys than I do Rangers. I don't know.
I mean, either one.
I really don't get a racist vibe from either. I'm kidding. But the point is, Cowboys used to fight the Indians, you know, when we were kids.
And these are where these battle lines are being drawn, though. It's in newsrooms. It's not.
Yes.
It's not in like they're saying who's next. Someone else has got to go.
Why not survey everybody?
It's just who's going to do that.
I don't know.
These kids are told in university that this stuff is offensive, so they go out into the world and they run with it. We were told that once these kids get out of school, they're going to realize what the real world is like.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't the case. They went in and caused a stink, and now they run these newsrooms.
And this is one of those things where it doesn't affect me, and this is a problem with a lot of stuff, like with the Redskins. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect you. We're Bucks fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm like, you know what? If it offends a few people, change the name, whatever. But what if you're a lifelong Redskins fan? What if you're a Native American lifelong Redskins fan? And you're like, God damn it, I just bought all these jerseys. I got a Redskins wrap on my car.
And what's going to happen when somebody shows up to the new, whatever the new team name is, a new logo, and what's
going
to happen when they, well, what's going to happen when some fan shows up in a Clinton Portis jersey?
Right.
And it's got the Redskins.
They're
going to
do it.
And then
100%.
And then the New York Times tracks him down and shows up on his doorstep and accuses him of being a racist.
They can't do it. They can't do it.
Yes, they do it now.
They can't.
They do it now.
They can't.
They went on and found that guy who made that. Remember that meme where it's Nancy Pelosi and they just slowed down the.
Yeah, where she was like drunk. Yeah.
They went and found that guy and I think he was a black guy too.
He's in prison now.
Well. They tried to ruin his life. I think he might have got fired from his job. I'm not positive about
that.
Scary stuff. But he's a private citizen that just made a meme. Made
something funny.
And they went and tracked him down and put him all over the national news.
Good Lord,
I mean, these
mercy.
People are not—they're not nice people.
Yeah, yeah. The attacking media is scary
that,
stuff.
And that's my main. You know, I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it because this is the main thing that annoys me. But like saying that, like Jim Acosta. Going at the press conferences and being a douche to Trump.
Right.
And Trump will call him enemy of the people. Like, that's not enemy of the people
no.
behavior. But going after a private citizen for making a meme, that kind of stuff is literally enemy of the people.
Yeah, it's the definition of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what bugs me.
Look, it bugs me, too, because I'm a stand-up comedian. You know, I did, you know, two shows over the weekend that if somebody wanted to pick it apart and find something in there offensive, then I could probably be canceled from, you know, more than one or two things. But I'm also, you know, I'm not going to change how I do stand-up comedy. I'm sorry.
Oh, should you? We talked about it like you wanted to send out a tweet, and you were like, I'm not going to.
Oh, I had such a funny tweet.
But it was.
And it wasn't that bad. It was pretty benign.
No, it wasn't. But I could see that potentially being a problem. But
yeah.
You could say that in a comedy room,
right.
And nobody would even think to
and,
us about
and it. In case anybody's assuming anything, it had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with like anything like violent or against. It was a humorous joke that I came up with today, and I said to a couple of friends, and I go, man, I should tweet that out. And my first thought was, it's just on the borderline where it could piss somebody off. And then I'm in trouble.
Well, the problem with Twitter is it's there.
Yeah.
Like you put it there, it's out in the open, people
mm-hmm.
see it, and they'll probably scroll by it the first time. And then if for some reason they don't like you or whatever, maybe they have an axe to
grind.
They'll
probably screenshot it and just leave it in the
Well, they'll scroll back and be like, "What the hell does this mean?" And then they start breathing in their own
Well, especially if they already don't like you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not only what you say, it's how people take it.
Yeah.
That's what you're responsible for now. So they took it offensively, so now it's offensive.
They make their own context.
F. Right.
Yeah, I gotcha. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hello.
Hey Austin, what's up?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
Oh, great, buddy. How was your weekend?
Long, hot, and miserable.
Ooh, long, hot, and miserable. Sounds like my second marriage honeymoon, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Will. Yeah, y'all see my tweet? I put on it. I like y'all. I like the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
man. I got, you know, it's you're a part of the show now, pal.
I'm sorry, Will. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Anna doing?
She's
good, I guess.
Fine, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. She's not here. You know, I walked in earlier and I just looked at Will and I was like,
I'm sorry, Will. Okay.
Good talk, pal.
See you, man.
Later. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Fritz, man.
Oh my God, Fritz, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Hey, I'm good, bro.
I'm just wondering, why don't they just call themselves the Reds?
I don't know. What does that mean?
That was,
are they communist?
No, it would just simplify everything, you know what I'm saying? The Reds. They like the color red. I don't know.
Why not? They don't really. They use like maroon and gold. Why don't they why not the Red Hawks? I like Red Hawks.
Yeah, Red Hawks is cool.
Here's
man.
The thing.
I mean,
they need to have two syllables, and it needs to be, the first word needs to be red. That way they could still do their hail to the red whatever little chant they do. They do the hail to the Redskins. So if it's the Red Hawks, then they go hail to the Red Hawks.
To the Red Hawks.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. Well, you know, it's like I have this theory about bands, you know. Mm-hmm. You think of most of your successful bands has had three-syllable names.
Mm. Yeah, like who?
You know.
Kiss,
Aerosmith, Led mm-hmm. Zeppelin, mm-hmm. Ace. Well,
go ahead. Four. Yep.
ZZ Top. ZZ Top.
Yep. Yep.
You
yep.
know,
very successful. What about New I Kids mean, on the Block?
Well, they suck anyway.
Hey, bull crap, man.
Come on.
All right, I love you guys.
Later, man. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. He speaks really well for an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Steven from Tennessee. How you fellas doing?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Steven?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
You know what really offends me in my 0.015 Cherokee and my 0.004 African American.
Oh wow, man! Your ancestry.com got deep into your spit. What aggravates you?
Now, what offends me?
Oh, what
is that Hollywood sign out there on the coast of California?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what they did to the African American actor and the Indian? Oh, don't even try to. You know, be an actual Native American in a film about Native Americans.
I don't know what they did. What'd they do?
You couldn't get a role.
Oh, back in the day? Yeah.
All the Native American roles went to white actors with a really good accent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cheesy, too. They're like, how? You know, white man, big horse, long sky. Yeah, it was bad.
They want to pull down all the statues to Lincoln. I mean, Christopher Columbus. I kind of agree with that one.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like Christopher Cross. They should replace Christopher Columbus with Christopher Cross because he had that sailing song. You know what I mean? God, that guy had such a beautiful voice.
Sailing.
No, he had a beautiful voice, Steve. Steve, stop that. All right. Thanks for a call, bud.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good
one. See you, man.
That guy's always good. Yeah. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Cherokee.
Oh, yeah! Oh, do you know your ancestry percentage of Cherokee Indian that you have in you?
It's about 46.
Oh, damn! Okay. Well, your opinion counts.
I'm up there.
What's going on?
Yeah. I think it's a travesty that they took away the Redskins name and logo. I mean... It's a 50-year football installation that, I mean, has been...
It's been around since the 30s.
Yeah, they originally were the Braves. I want to say they were in, like, St. Louis or Chicago or something. I can't remember where they were, and then they moved to D.C.
Right.
I see what you're saying. The thing that's annoying about it is it was all 100% money. Like, Daniel Snyder, the owner, who, by the way, I'm not defending him. He's a douche. 100% he's a douche. But he said he wasn't going to change the name because in 2014 they did extensive studies and Native Americans said they were okay with it. So he's like, look, we have a long history here. We have a ton of merchandise. You know, we're not a racist organization. They're actually the first team to have a black quarterback win the Super Bowl. Shout out Doug Williams.
Right.
And... nobody's offended by it, so why are we going to go out and do this? But then Pepsi stepped up, you know, and this all happened. It's very timely, and it's all marketing with these big companies. A lot of these people, these companies, they saw what was happening with Black Lives Matter and the protest, and they put this this front up like they're being supportive, but it's really marketing to them. They know how to cash in on something that's very trendy. So they started applying pressure. FedEx,
what,
Nike.
What does this have to do with police brutality?
Nothing.
And reforming police?
No, it's a marketing opportunity, and a lot of people are doing it. A lot of people are doing it. And look, I don't mind if it helps with change. I'm all about it. I don't care what your angle is. If it helps make the world a better place, I'm all about it. But I don't see how changing the Redskins is productivity. I don't know, but like I said, as long as it doesn't, you know, keep going. If it doesn't spread like wildfire, well, before you know it, we're questioning every damn mascot in the world.
It's going to. That started the domino effect, and I think that's what makes me the most upset, because there are no Native American tribes that have ever been offended by the Washington Redskins mascot. And now you take the mascot away, so now there's no more pictures of Indians.
I was thinking that too, Cherokee. If you take away the Chiefs, you take away the Cleveland Indians, you take away the Atlanta Braves, who, by the way, they said they are not changing their name, but they are going to look into not doing the tomahawk chop thing anymore, which also doesn't offend people.
No.
But if you take away all those things, you take away a lot of Native Americans like to be represented. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them are very proud of the Atlanta Braves.
So the Chicago Blackhawks, for example.
Yeah.
Their mascot is very similar to the Washington Redskins logo.
But they love it. It's very honorable to the Blackhawk Nation.
The New York Times doesn't think so. And
they're going to
go after the Blackhawks to change their logo.
It ain't never going to happen because...
Johnny, it will, because it's happening now.
Yeah, but when Chicago used to have a different looking logo... They actually sat with the Blackhawk tribe and got approval of that logo.
It doesn't matter. It's not the Blackhawk tribe that has a problem with it. It's the New York Times, and they have a newspaper that goes out to millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
That's going to sway
and
opinion.
That's the problem, because no one who is actually affiliated with it has a problem with
it. Right.
Well, at some point, we're going to need to be as woke as we think we are as a country and know when we're being manipulated by the media.
I hope and pray that that happens, and I know you're one of the outlets to make that
not really
popular.
I'm not even popular enough to have a phone screener, Cherokee.
That's why I got through.
I know. Solid point, dude. I like that. Best call ever. All right, man.
All right, brother.
Later on, man. Go hit that peace pipe.
It's going to happen. I will not be surprised.
I don't know,
if
man.
In the next few years, you see the Chiefs, you see the Blackhawks.
I think they're going to push too far. They're going to push too far, and people are going to figure it out, and they're going to resist. They're going to go, wait a second. Hold the phone. Pump the brakes. I see what's happening here.
And I wish, like, you know, BLM would go like, hey, can we focus on our thing, the police brutality thing,
and
stop co-opting our movement here.
I've been saying this for weeks now, that all these other activists, all these other people, they're all jumping in, and they're like, oh, this is the time to get my thing in now, when we should be focusing on the real problems at hand here. I mean, the protests weren't for Redskins.
Right.
The protest was for equality and for systemic racism and police brutality.
There's something about, too, that it's like, not only is the revolution televised, but it has corporate sponsors.
Yeah,
like,
man.
If your thing has, like, corporations behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking it might not be the right thing.
It does give you a yucky feeling sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
It's bizarre, too, that, I mean, in a free market society, a capitalist society, companies aren't supposed to be concerned with social movements or what color you are, race,
if it makes some money.
It only cares about green.
Yeah,
and
man.
That's a good thing about, in my opinion anyways, that's good about the free market is
right.
That it doesn't care what color you are, what sex you are, if you're transgender. All it wants is your money.
One
so
color.
They're happy to sell you anything.
One color.
And
green.
Just the fact that they're sacrificing, like Nike took their Redskins store off off their website and...
But you know how much money Nike's going to end up making?
I know.
On the new Washington stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
But right now they're losing money, and they demanded this sort of change because they're this progressive company. It's just bizarre that they're sacrificing short-term gains. A company's obligated to their shareholders, so they should be trying to make their stock as valuable as they possibly
can. While Nike's having this big stance, maybe they address the fact that 9-year-old Chinese kids are making all their shoes.
Yeah, you don't hear anything about that.
I just hate them. I dumped it. That's the last time I answer your call.
Wow.
Yeah. Now when I see your phone number, I will never answer your call again because
way to
you
go,
did that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Get a hobby. Play some video games. Idiot.